100.9 and 94.5 Moose FM, Kapuskasing and Hearst's biggest variety. We welcome to our program Kapuskasing Mayor Dave Plourde for our weekly conversation. Mayor Plourde, thanks again for taking time to be with us today.
No, thanks for having me, Dan.
Big event took place last Friday in Kapuskasing. It was the food giveaway event. It was part of a pretty remarkable day for Kapuskasing. 24 hours prior, Hope Air airlifted a bunch of personal protective equipment to Kapuskasing and to Sensenbrenner Hospital. Your thoughts on Kapuskasing getting assistance and getting help with a couple of unique activities?
Well, you know, Dennis, maybe I should start with the Hope Air pilot, Mr. Wu, who flew to Kapuskasing to deliver personal protective equipment specifically for Sensenbrenner Hospital in collaboration with Dr. Powers. And, you know, when Mr. Wu heard about the PPE shortage at Sensenbrenner Hospital, he talked to his team and organized the PPE supplies. And, you know, at this time, the Toronto area had priority, but he insisted on helping Kapuskasing and personally flew the supplies up to the area. And, you know, I can't say enough about the gesture. And, you know, I'll be reaching out to Mr. Wu and really thanking him for what he's done for our community and also the Sensenbrenner Hospital. And I think that gesture is just goes so far in showing exactly what kind of people we have in Ontario. Not just stopping at that, but the generosity of Kapuskasing is just awesome. It's overwhelming. It was really heartwarming and pretty amazing to see the support of the community, specifically the individuals who spearheaded the event of the food giveaway. And I'd like to shout out to Carol Hughes and Father Sebastian Grolo, who really spearheaded this event. You know, we had a large number of volunteers and a lot of food to give away, and anyone that needed it, really. And this event was extremely successful, and we hope to plan a second one really soon. It really helped a lot of people who, at this time, really needed it. And our food bank is a crucial service in the community during this difficult time, and they need our support. You know, as a municipality, we're going to continue to support them. We also want to thank every volunteer who dedicated long hours at the food bank over the past couple of weeks and during this pandemic. And we also like to thank specifically the workers at Larrabee Independent who continue to serve us day in and day out. They go far beyond the call of duty by ensuring that we have something on our plate every day.
We will have more of our conversation with Kapuskasing Mayor Dave Plourde next hour. To hear the entire interview, head over to mykapuskasingnow.com.